Listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s. And up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after two men were found shot last night. Police say they found the two men in a car in the 6000 block of Atlanta Highway. Both men were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police have not made any arrests. In Pike Road, the search for a possible plane crash near Meriwether Road was suspended last night. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area. We're awaiting an update on the search later today. And Senator Tim Melson has filed a bill that would allow for medical marijuana. Last year, a medical marijuana bill passed in the Senate but stalled in the House. There's a public hearing for the bill next Wednesday and an expected vote from the Senate Judiciary Committee. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now, she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Tom Morgan is down 46 points. The temperature outside is 52 degrees. It is gorgeous. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. Man, it is gorgeous outside. If it was 10 degrees warmer, it would be perfect. But it is beautiful.
And it's Friday.
TGIF and all that kind of good stuff.
It's pretty awesome.
I got my coat on, went out on the deck, had my coffee, squirrels were playing, birds were singing. I think it's going to be an early spring this year.
You shouldn't be feeding those squirrels that, you know, never mind. I'll bring that up off. But it is fun to watch them dance.
Don't turn me in. Whatever you do. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Friday. Any caller can get in on this weekly Farm Market gift basket, and then if you're a first-time caller, then your name goes in twice. Sweet Creek Farm Market is going to be Valentine's Day edition of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. So, belly up to the bar. Don't forget about the heart-shaped steaks from First Market, too. They've got their shrimp is on special. They've got, if you're looking for roses, they got roses for you and all sorts of things. And do the heart-shaped steak, get a good bottle of wine, twice baked potato, nobody gets hurt. It's all going to be good. We're going to start legislative roundtable next week. We'll have Mike Holmes and Clyde Chambliss in. But we're going to top those two. We're going to bring in Becky Gerritsen, who's been down in the State House lurking in the halls. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day and happy birthday, Dan.
Becky, thank you so much. I appreciate
that. It's great to be here again.
Tell me what's going on in the halls of our State House and Senate.
Well, we have completed week two, and one of the things we talked about, Joey, before...
But the first week didn't really count.
Well, we had something passed on the very first day, and we're very excited about it. We had worked on a resolution declaring pornography as a public health crisis due to all of the sex trafficking, and it is the fuel for sex trafficking. Anyway, that actually passed out of the Senate on the very first day, so we were excited about that. But you're right. Usually things don't start moving till after the second week. And this week, we had some interesting things happen. One of them is a bill that's brought forth by Chris Pringle called the Girl Act. This would ban boys from playing in girls' sports in high school. And it actually didn't make it out of committee this week. Now, there's a couple reasons for that. One, the meeting and public hearing was on a day none of us were expecting. And so it's held over till next week. But this is an important bill to protect girls in sports. We are very much in favor of this bill. So it will be in committee next week. And hopefully they'll pass it out and it'll go to the floor and not be a problem.
So what are the ramifications if you... If you were a male, but now you're a female, you still can't play.
Yes, it is based on your biological sex on your birth certificate.
Okay.
So what we're finding, and I think yesterday, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but they had three teen girls, again, suing the school district because they're allowing these boys to play girls' sports, and there is definitely a biological difference. They're bigger, stronger.
Yeah.
They have better lung capacity. Even the blood is better in changing oxygen. So We're hoping to protect young girls here in Alabama.
What's the penalty if somebody does do that? Does that team get disqualified?
It's just not allowed to happen. So, yes, I'm sure. Yes. But I think they're not even allowed to play.
Is it particular sports, or is it kind of just
it's any sport that does not allow for both boys and girls to play at the same time. So in the sports where you do have boys and girls that compete, then that's able to happen. But we're talking, you know, girls basketball or girls volleyball.
Track, right.
Yeah, you know, the girls track. So that's interesting. Now, you guys are going to laugh about this. I was looking through the bills that got dropped on yesterday. There is a new bill. You may have seen it in the news. It just struck me as so funny. Representative Hollis from Birmingham. I think she's from Birmingham. Anyway, she's a Democrat. She has a bill that if you are a male, you must receive a vasectomy at your own expense within 1 month of your 50th birthday or after your third biological child.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding me. I just started laughing when I read that. I'm sure it's a joke. I'm sure it's a political statement that she's trying to make, probably against reproductive rights. But anyway, there's
also
really a bill out there.
She's against old men. Lord.
So, yeah.
That is nutty.
That is
so
nutty.
So it got dropped yesterday?
It did. It got dropped yesterday. So.
Who's carrying it in the Senate?
I don't know, but there's a lot of men up there in the Senate, so I'm not sure if anyone's, I'm sure it's not going to go anywhere.
I'm wondering if some Democratic senators are going to go, well, I already had a vasectomy on an expense, so let's do it.
Let's go for that.
Yeah. Another big one to be watching for is the medical marijuana bill was dropped this week by Senator Tim Melson. And it's 83 pages long. I've only gotten through about the first 28 pages so far.
It's all the stuff they hide in it that
well,
you have to really watch out for.
Well, it creates a new big bureaucracy. There are a lot of problems with it. Of course, Eagle Forum is coming out. But there will be a public hearing on Wednesday morning at 8:30 in room 325. I'm sure it will be packed. And so just wanted to encourage people, you could watch that one. It's always an interesting cast of characters.
When you read it, does it have a grow-your-own provision in it?
No.
It does not?
No.
Who's the dispensary?
You have to, I want to say off the top of my head, it's $15,000 to apply for a certificate to be a grower. And
hey, Joey. Yeah. Just be a grower.
Okay, sure. That's a lot of work.
But, and again, there's no smoking allowed, no vaping allowed in this bill. And the conditions, there's a wide range of conditions.
This
again,
bill brought to you by Pillsbury.
Well, right. You know what's so interesting?
The cookie makers.
Is we still don't have dosage requirements. So whether you have PTSD, and that's what you say, okay, I want to be treated for PTSD,
right.
Or I have sleep problems, there's no standard dosages for any of these ailments. And the very last condition says it can be determined whatever the Cannabis Commission wants it to be. So if they want to add hangnails or whatever, they can, which I think is not a great idea, but...
Let me go to a break. Coming back with Becky Garrison talking about what's going on at the State House. Be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to weedmanusa.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to weedmanusa.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
272-9228, that's where we are.
You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Mickey Gerritsen in the house.
Yeah.
Talking about what's going on at our rascally state legislature. Let's talk about the gaming bill. Have you heard much about it? Is there such a bill yet?
There are 2 bills, I believe. I have not read through them yet because we've had these other things that have been on our plate. But this year is a little bit different because not only is there going to be a lottery, but we're talking about a compact with the Indians and trying to appease the black belt gaming also. Which to me, in my opinion, it's going to be a harder lift this year to get anything passed. But I want to say it's All Britain again is brought forth the lottery bill. Anyway, I can mention that next week if I call in about, it's not moving yet. And they have not had a committee meeting on it yet.
Is there any lottery attached to it?
Yes, it is a lottery bill.
So it's a lottery then exclusive to the Indians for gaming?
Yes. Well, they're looking at, some people have called it a three-headed monster, because for us to have the lottery, then we're going to have to make sure that we allow for Class 3 gaming with the Indians, and then that the black belt casinos, they're all getting their way, and for all of them to agree with each other is going to be really hard to do.
So you're saying like Green Track will also be in the Class C gaming business?
So there was a great ABC 3340 town hall this week, and Glenn Murdoch, former Supreme Court from Alabama, and Paul DeMarco had a really good segment on there about this is so complicated. So many people think, well, just let us vote on the lottery and it's going to be a done deal. But there are so many moving parts this year, especially, that it's going to be a very heavy lift.
Well, and the way it's been described, particularly if you have $400 million going to building casinos, and they're considering that as contributions to the state, which it is not, that the people I talked to were kind of saying this thing is dead.
Well, and also that they are not supposedly, and I think this will be challenged in the courts, that the Indians want to make some new casinos in Birmingham and Huntsville, but they don't have the land, the tribal land there to do that. So they want to purchase land, but that it doesn't work that way apparently. So I don't know how they're going to do it. I think it's not going to happen.
I'm thinking the same thing. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Danmar Show. You're on with Becky Gerritsen.
Hola.
Hola, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Doing good. Long time no talk to.
Right. I've been listening, though.
That's good.
Hey, I got a question for Becky. The bill y'all, the Protect the Girls bill or whatever it is.
Yes.
Talking about they have to be, they're going to go by whatever's on the birth certificate. I was adopted and had a name change, and my birth certificate now says, you know, the name I had it changed to. What's to prevent somebody from, if they have a sex change, having their birth certificate changed to reflect that? Is there any stipulation in the bill to stop that?
No, but, you know, that's a great question because a lot of states are allowing people to change their birth certificates. And so I'm hoping that someone will be bringing a bill forward that will not allow you to change your birth certificate.
Well, I mean, it seems kind of asinine to do a bill to protect girls and then all they have to do is some paperwork to get around the...
Exactly.
That's the problem with Alabama legislation is they don't do enough due diligence and look at unintended consequences.
Amen to that, Eric.
Yeah, but the thing is, why they put the birth certificate, because currently you're not allowed to change the sex on your birth certificate in Alabama. So they have, what they're saying is if you are born a boy, then you are born a boy and you cannot participate in girls' sports.
But if I'm born a boy in Delaware and they change
correct.
It, then...
We have a huge military population and a lot of transient people coming through.
Well, that might be a good amendment to suggest on Wednesday. I will bring that up to the sponsor.
Who's the sponsor?
I appreciate it, Becky.
Chris Pringle.
Thanks, Eric. Good
Thank
point.
You.
Very good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, very good point. Thank you.
He is really right on one thing. It says these legislators do not think through the consequences of writing a bill. There's only one that I knew that really would make sure, and that was Dick Brubaker. He really looked at all the angles, and Brian Taylor also would do the same thing. Cooper, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s. And up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So Cooper got impatient, huh?
I suppose so.
May have to give him a timeout.
And all day, on your birthday, too.
I know. How dare them?
Do you feel older?
No.
Good. You don't look older.
You didn't see me yesterday. Birthdays just kind of slide by now, slide by. 272-9228, if you have a question, comment, or viewpoint for Becky on what's going on in the State House. What are the things that we're looking at next week and week after coming up?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of criminal reform bills going on right now that I have not read a lot of details about, but I've noticed in judiciary, there are a lot of bills that will be out this week. On a side note, if people want to stay up with the bills that we're watching, they can go to alabamaeagle.org and sign up for our email list. And I try to get those out every Friday. And we'll have them posted on the website as well, so you can kind of catch up and keep track of things that we're following. Another one we're following is female genital mutilation. For 3 years now, I think it is, we have not been able to get that passed. And we're one of the only southern states who has not passed that. But it did pass the House yesterday. And so hopefully it will make it through the Senate, no problem.
Have you seen anything on prisons?
I have not read anything. There's a lot of talk about it. I have not read any of the bills on prisons. I haven't seen any bills come across yet.
From my G2 is that the governor and DOC are just going to bypass the legislature
completely. That's the talk I'm hearing
and
as well.
There's kind of a good and a bad. There's the good that some legislators are going to complain about it, but then they're going to be able to say, well, I didn't vote for a tax. And then they're going to do a little shuffling around of money, but do a 99-year lease with them. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah, it will be interesting next week when you have Mike Holmes on your show, because there's a lot of hubbub going on in Tallahassee right now, as that would be one of the possible spots of a new prison, and he said there is a lot of both sides going back and forth over that. So that'll be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, last time I talked to Mike, I mean, he certainly wants it to be used on this property where Draper and Staten are.
Where we already own the land.
But you can't use, you know, you can't sell them. You could sell them the land. They could lease it to them for a period of time, but I don't know. This seems a waste, such a waste to dump that, pardon the expression, that sewer system and everything else. I mean, it's a very expensive system. Yes.
And these are huge prisons we're talking about.
Tell me about, did you watch the legislation go through to try to stop the occupational tax in Montgomery?
I did not. I did not. And I also did not watch, but I saw the payday loan reform that Senator Orr tried to get through, which would allow people who, instead of having 10 days to pay back their payday loan, and it's at 400 and something percent, it would give them 30 days to pay it back, and it would reduce it to 200 and something percent profit. And it failed. I was just kind of surprised by that.
Payday loan people are very influential in the state of Alabama. Yeah.
And I know he's tried for a couple of years to get it passed, but
let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Thank you, Dan and Joey, for doing what you do for us every day.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Miss Becky, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to see you in Washington as one of our conservative House members or Senate members someday. That would be absolutely wonderful.
Well, that's nice.
I want to know from you, because Alabama seems to be a pay-to-play state as a politician. Is there any... are there any options as a state, at the state level, for special counsels or investigations for corruption? And if you had to, I don't even know if you're allowed to, recommend someone that we should consider voting for because they are least corruptible going up to Washington, who might that be? I'm going to hang up and listen to your response, ma'am.
Ooh, that's a tough question. Okay, let me just back up and say there is a bill going through. I want to say Senator McClendon has a new bill. Y'all don't take this with a grain of salt. That would have gaming, folks in the gaming industry would not be able to lobby legislators. There's some kind of bill out there that he has proposed. I have not read it. Don't know if I agree with that because, you know, I don't know. I haven't read the bill. So I know there is someone who's trying to help not have these guys in their back pocket so much. As far as who is incorruptible, that's...
tall order.
That's a very tall order. I mean, I think Jeff Sessions is a great guy of integrity. When I look back at over the things that he's done, I don't see him as being in the pocket of anyone, but... I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure there are people who have a lot of integrity, but it seems like they're hard to find.
Let me go to the phones. We'll go to Doug. Doug, you're on board the Dan Morris Show with Becky Gerritsen.
Thanks for taking the call. Becky, Dan, Becky, and Joey, I apologize if somebody's already asked this because I just tuned in. Becky, Mike Holmes is consumer tax, eliminate the state income tax bill, in your opinion, do you think it's got enough support that it can get legs and get through?
Well, let me just say, I love that bill. I really wish, I mean, this is my personal position. This is not necessarily Eagle Forum's position. I know he's tried to bring that for a couple of years, and I think it's a wonderful idea. And it's a complete paradigm shift of what we're used to, but I think it would solve a lot of problems, and I would love Alabama to be the first state. However, there is another commission or group set up by the governor to study some other tax proposals that I think have more legs and might actually go somewhere. However, I don't at all think that they will solve the problem. I think it's a temporary fix, and I would much rather go with Mike's plan.
So you are for the taxing of services?
Yes.
Because that...
Becky?
Go ahead, Doug.
I was going to ask her, and she probably can't answer, but is the BCA fighting him? And yes, I did say that. And if you can't answer, you can't answer. I have not heard that, but I'm just asking you.
I don't know. But when he's on legislative roundtable, that's certainly a question that Dan can ask. I know there are a lot of people that are very interested in the plan. I think one of the things that is hard is that it's never actually been done anywhere. They have paid millions of dollars to have these studies done, and we know it can work, but it actually hasn't been tried yet. So I think that's what people are leery of.
Just real quick, y'all, I don't know how much y'all mingle with blue collar, specifically the construction industry, and this has nothing to do with illegal immigrants, but even as small as my company is, and so I just have to take it out of my subcontractor's pay. You would not believe, Becky, I'm talking about legal citizens that have sole proprietorships that have a cash-only little construction company that do work for me, and I have to take out the workman's comp on them. That, in other words, Mike is right. There is so many people in Alabama that receive cash every Friday that are not paying any taxes or not filing any taxes. The consumer tax would just be the best thing to do, in my opinion.
Everybody participates in that, which is nice.
Exactly.
And it actually, overall, it would lower the amount of taxes that we were paying if they did it the way Mike's proposing. Mm-hmm. But more to that, more of that to come when he's here to talk intelligently about it.
I will. Okay,
I'm just up here faking. Past my time. I need to leave.
Gotta go. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Can I just mention one thing real quick, Dan? We had a couple of sad things happen this week. Terry Collins is the chairman of the Education Policy Committee for the House, and her husband passed away this weekend from a heart attack, which was a real shocker. He was up at the House with her the first week, you know, roaming the halls and visiting with everyone, and then he just died suddenly. We also had Jim Carnes, his wife passed away right before the session began.
You're kidding.
No, Judy Carnes passed away, and she was ill for the last couple of months, but when they diagnosed her, like on a Thursday, she passed away just a few days later. I mean, once they realized she had something very serious. So,
what was the serious underlying problem?
I want to say it was something like mad cow's disease. It was a brain problem.
Man.
And then we have a Teen Eagle program, which I know you've had Lori Herring on before to talk about that. One of the siblings of our two Teen Eagles, his name is Matthew Cleghorn. He passed away unexpectedly this week as well. And so if your listeners out there would just lift up the Carnes, the Collins, and the Cleghorn, all three C's, those families, as they're really grieving right now.
Man. Yeah, I did my doctor's appointment yesterday. I said, Stuart, the people are dropping like flies all around me. He said, I want you to go get a heart scan. And so I set that up this morning with this wonderful lady at Baptist House. She just made me laugh. For $99, I can't miss that one.
Eric had that done, and it is amazing. They can see everything. They go in and they can just see if there's any kind of blockages. He has horrible cholesterol. So I told him when he went to get that procedure, I said, now pack your bag, because I know they're going to say it's so bad you must have surgery right away. They did it, and they said, your heart looks better than anybody your age. So even though he has high cholesterol, his heart looks fantastic, and it's all good. But I'm glad you're having that done.
I am, too. Well, I lost a brother who's a cardiologist to a heart attack. My father died of a heart attack. My grandfather died of a heart attack, so watch out.
Yeah. Hope you can make it to the end of March when you have that appointment.
Thanks, Becky. Nothing like a vote of confidence out there. Yeah, my brother, I tell him he is the oldest living Morris. I'm the second oldest living Morris in the family, literally. I mean, that's no joke. That's man. So we want all our nephews and nieces to beat us by a long shot. Let's talk about other things that might be going on. The pay raise for teachers. Where are you on that, and where do you think that's going to go?
I saw the bill come across. I have not read it. So I really am sorry that I don't have a good answer for you. I have not read the bill. I know it's out there, but
when you take from the 2017 to now, if they get the raise that they're looking at, that would be a composite 9.6% increase in their salary.
3 years. In 2 years. Okay.
Yeah, it was 2017, 2018, skip 2019, and here we are 2020. 9.6%. That's a lot of money.
I really want teachers to be compensated well, and it makes me wish that maybe the department wasn't so heavy and all the people that work in the Gordon Persons building who are drawing such huge salaries. I would love to see it go to the teachers in the classroom. But I don't have a whole lot of say in that.
Tell me what your feeling is on 2nd Congressional District. What are you hearing out there?
Wow. You shouldn't have asked me that, Dan.
Did I put you in the spot?
Okay, so I really have problems with Jeff Coleman because of the fines that he's had to pay for
ripping
off.
Those even said the commercials.
Well, and reading the, did you see Kyle Whitmire's video on that?
I did not.
It was very interesting. But anyway, one of our friends lives down there, and she's kind of been keeping up on this. I have some real problems with that, and I know maybe he wasn't the guy that was overcharging the government, and he wasn't adding on the extra weight, and apparently the guy that was went to jail, but I just have a problem with that. I really like the women in the race. I like Jessica Taylor, and I like Terry Hasdorf. Whether they can pull it off is going to be really hard. I think Jeff Coleman has the momentum. He may be slowing down a little bit because of the bad press coming out, but...
Well, Jessica's not afraid to take him on. I mean, she goes after him.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that.
When I met Jeff Coleman, I said, you're using the Terry Everett method of becoming a member of Congress. Flood the zone with a whole bunch of money and then just overpower everybody else. I ran the competitive race against him with Larry Dixon. And it just, I mean, we couldn't compete with, at that time, $500,000, which is a lot of money back then, a lot of money. We figured it was equivalent to spending 4.5 for a state race.
Well, it was really interesting. Jeff Coleman went from no one had ever heard of him till all of a sudden his, you know, billboards
everywhere.
Yard signs everywhere,
Alexandria
trucks Shania everywhere.
Is,
and then
sad.
And now he's polling so high. So it was like, wow, where did that name ID, he paid for that.
Yeah, of course.
And it helped him a lot.
What did you see in polling?
He was up by like 36% and everybody else was really low.
How long ago was that?
It was probably been a month. Yeah, before the bad advertising came out.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Well, and everybody who's running against him held back until
they did,
about 2 weeks ago when I started seeing my very first one. Becky, anything else we need to know?
Just go to alabamaeagle.org and sign up for our weekly updates. They get sent out usually on Friday. Depending on how busy the week is, it may end up being over the weekend when I get them out, but...
You can come back and visit with us or call in?
Absolutely, yes. It's my favorite day of the week. My favorite show of yours is Legislative Roundtable. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that.
How's Eric doing?
Awesome. Great.
Tell him I said hi.
I will.
News Show 93.1 going to be back. Thanks for coming in right after this.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Little talk on the street says you might go solo.
caller can get in on Sweet Sweet Farm Market Gift Basket drawing, by the way. I noticed that Bloomberg goes to Texas and he does Mike for Black America.
Right.
It was right exactly what I was talking about yesterday. And let me tell you, he's going to shock some people because people are thinking that he's just going to do it the old-fashioned way. No, he's going to do it the old-fashioned way. He's going to buy it.
Yeah, we closed out News and Views this morning, right before you came on, with a deep dive into that. There's a guy who's a reporter in the New York area, and he also has worked for the Obama campaign, like kind of and worked for New York Democrats. And he laid out in a very detailed way a lot of what you were talking about yesterday. And it is amazing what Bloomberg is doing. And the guy said the bottom line is there have been a lot of rich candidates before, but not only does this guy have unlimited money, they are elite-level smart, and they have Machiavellian ethics. And he said this is probably unprecedented in American politics, a campaign like this.
Yeah, I mean, for example, he just brought in 400 more people at that magic number of 70,000 a year. 400.
And did you hear, if you sign up with the Jack had a friend who was working for Bernie, now he's working for Bloomberg. Doesn't like Bloomberg, but he's paying them.
The
like,
money's good.
Yeah, paying them thousands of dollars a month. If you sign up as a campaign surrogate or a campaign staffer, you get a free MacBook, iPhone 11, 3 catered meals a day. I mean, and he's literally stealing talent away just so other folks can not use them. And he's going to rich donors saying, you don't have to give to me. I don't need the money. Just don't give to anybody else. They're doing all sorts of different things.
Yeah, it's... It's serious stuff, and it's going to be interesting to see. I think they're going to shock some people on the March 3rd Super Tuesday, and I think he's playing around with South Carolina. I think there's some
that makes sense.
Some stuff going on there. It's going to make some things happen.
Should we apply to Bloomberg Philanthropies?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then we'll do our growing license, too.
Let them...
Radio show is diversified.
You can buy this radio show. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, good morning, Dan. Happy birthday, Mr. Morris.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, thank you. Give me your month and day of birth.
10-1.
Okay, we got you in. For the drawing twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Have you ever been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
All the time. I've been to the show. I've been going to Sweet Creek. This is all your sponsors. I've been probably doing some freaky stuff since I've been doing the show.
I really appreciate it. How long have you been listening?
Yeah. Oh, man. For a while. I would say 4 or 5 years. And I'll tell you what started me, what really caught me. I was flipping through the channels and bumper music was Tyrone Davis coming back in. I said, wow, isn't it a show that played Tyrone Davis? I got to stop and listen for a while.
The Hands of Time? Yeah, turn back to Hands of Time.
Yes. And I said, wow, it's my man. You know, I'm a blue kind of guy. So then I started listening, and I'm a whole lot smarter since I've been listening to your show.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate it.
I haven't always been into politics. I was the most great Democrat ticket for most of of my life, and so now I'm learning more that ain't always about what I need to be doing. So, and I'm starting to vote in my own interest now. So, instead of just a party line or whatever.
That is great. That makes me really happy to hear that. Exactly why I do this show, is for people like you.
Yeah, and I'll always agree with you, but you be right. I appreciate that, I'm a mail carrier out here in Hayneville, Alabama, and I just ride around the mail route listening to the show every day.
So you're a mail carrier?
Yes, sir. I'm in Hayneville. And I've been doing it for about 14, 15 years now, and this is no sports to listen to, and not a big music guy for listening to. News Talk is where I fell in love with now. So.
Well, Daryl, I really appreciate you calling in. So you're a rural mail carrier, so you use your own car?
Yes.
Okay, so folks, these guys are so good. They drive a car with a steering wheel on the left-hand side, and they sit on the right-hand side and drive it. It is the most impressive thing to watch.
Yeah, and I freak a whole lot of little kids out. Like, who's driving your car? Who's driving your car?
Like, I am.
My question today was, sure. I was listening to Joy's show a little earlier, and the female candidate was on there running for Congress. And there was this group that was throwing an ad in favor of her, but she was saying that she didn't know about the ad. And I was like, how would they know what she's standing for if she don't know who they are, you know? And I had a question, are people allowed to do that? I guess so, you know.
Fill me in. Yeah, it's a third-party pact, called Make Congress Great Again.
Yeah,
and they supported Terry Hassdorf, and they took a shot at Troy King and Jeff Coleman. And, yeah, that's the way it works. The third-party PACs can spend money and put out ads for whatever they wish.
But they cannot coordinate. They
can't coordinate with the candidate.
Right, yeah. And they were saying one guy called and asked her according to the ad, she was pro-Second Amendment. And he was like, tell me how you support the Second Amendment. And Jack was like, well, she didn't say that. Dan said it. So I'm like, well, how would they know how she supports? If, you know, and I just kind of confused about that.
Well, normally these groups do extensive, like, for example, a group called Club for Growth does extensive background and issue research on candidates before they will run an ad on them.
Okay.
So that's what, I mean, and they have, with all the money that they have, they go in and they have extensive research teams.
Yeah, okay. So they don't have to talk to the candidate. They're not allowed to coordinate with the candidate.
Yeah, you cannot coordinate with the candidate and it cannot be involved with the candidate and or campaign staff. But I tell you, the way they get around it is they'll get a major donor that is very plugged into the campaign, and they'll talk with that major donor.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dan. That's all I got. I was kind of confused about that, and I didn't know how it worked.
Well, Darrell, I really enjoyed talking to you and appreciate you calling in today. Now, we're gonna do. Yes, when do we do the drawing on the Squeakway Farm Market gift basket?
Today about 2:30, 2:40.
There you go, today. Yeah. So you listen in, my friend. In the words of Milton McGregor, you may be a winner too, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Darrell.
Good. Nice call. Yeah. That's nice.
I got to give a hat tip to my former roommate, Andrew. We used to put Tyrone Davis, got the vinyl. He's got a bunch of his old albums. We'd listen to it while hanging out. And great stuff.
That was a big song during my time, without a doubt. Okay, guys, we're going to go to the top of the hour break. Coming back, Dan Morris Show. Right after this.
Show.